The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guest is your superintendent, Dr. Andrew Jackson. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Andrew, I welcome you to Super Chat.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. You know, I look forward to our conversations. I honestly do. You know, from time to time, 1 month to the next, we have discussed aspects of your strategic planning process that takes place. And I was hoping that you might be able to provide our listeners an update on the very latest of your strategic plan. What should our listeners know?
Yes. So overall, you know, our listeners should know that we developed, this is our second strategic plan. They've been 5 years. This one is the 22 to 2027 strategic plan. So we're right in the middle of tracking various goals. Our listeners should also know that we do have a dashboard that's out on our website, and they can go out to our website at summondearborn.k12.in.us. They scroll down, they'll see strategic plan and which has it listed. And then also it has a link to the dashboard that shows all of our goals and how we track them and how we're doing with our goals. And all of them have like baseline data and what we're trying to achieve. And a lot of them will show like a red line of where we're trying to achieve. There's a few goals that we don't have baseline data yet that we're working on this school year. But one that is really timely is regarding what's called the Cognia Family Survey. To remind our listeners, we are accredited by what used to be called North Central and then changed to Advanced Ed and now is called Cognia. They come in every 5 years and they evaluate the school. It's a group of outside education professionals that come in and evaluate the school. And actually, the time they were here back in 2016, on their recommendation, we did the first strategic plan back in, then implemented for 2017. One of our goals is to complete the family survey every year and to track that score. The overall score this last year was, it's out of five total, is a 4.19. And our goal is to improve upon that baseline data. So we gave the survey last spring and we tracked it. Like I said, it was a 4.19, and we're hoping to improve upon that. So particularly our parents who are listening, they will be receiving an email, and that email will have a link to the survey. We ask that you take the survey, and if you have students in more than one school, you will actually get a survey from each of those schools, and we do ask that you take that for each school if you could, just because it does do an individual score for each school, and then we compile them together for the overall score as well. On the strategic plan, we track the overall score, but we also use that data for each individual school as well. So for our parents or our listeners, be on the lookout. It was sent out on Friday, April 26th. So it was sent via school messenger, and it has a unique code for each school. So like I said, you may get multiple emails from each school, but that code is for a different survey for each school. The system in the background compiles them together as a district as well that we will use. So again, that's for our strategic plan. We just ask that our parents take a few moments to complete that survey to help us track our progress, and also gives us some really good feedback on the perception that our families have, how we're doing in the schools and things we need to improve upon and things we need to celebrate.
Sure, sure. You know, I'm just curious, when they take a survey, How long does it take them typically to complete the survey questions?
The survey takes about 10 to 15 minutes. It's not a short one. It's a little bit, you know, in depth. It probably has, I think, 30 to 35 questions on it. So it does take a little bit of time, but not, you know, a particularly long survey. So around 10 to 15 minutes typically it takes to complete it.
Well, I assume then that if a listener visits your website to review the annual family survey and how it all ties into your strategic plan, they'll get a better feel for how the resulting survey data is used and applied to your actual strategic plan improvements. Is that a fair takeaway?
Yes, absolutely. They can go out to our website and read through the strategic plan, read through that goal and what we're trying to accomplish, and also see the chart as well. So that would be a great idea to go out there to get a little bit of context in terms of why we're doing this survey and how important it is for us to get the results and then use that to improve our schools.
Yeah. This level of consistent annual feedback from stakeholders is it would just be quite valuable to the overall process of managing the school corporation to make sure nothing else that you're on target and you're consistent with what the expectations and the feelings are from your stakeholders. That's always a good thing. Well, let me move on to something else. As you know, your staff corporation-wide are a critical part of maintaining a quality educational environment. So along those lines, what can you tell listeners about any staff appreciation initiatives that may be afoot or planned for the future to take place?
Yes, absolutely. And this actually ties back to our strategic plan as well. So in the strategic plan, Gary, we have a goal to be the highest paid staff in southeastern Indiana. And that includes, you know, our teachers, administrators, non-certified, and then not just salary, but also benefits. And we offer excellent benefits. We offer excellent health care. We have a free clinic that's part of our health care program. We have the highest paid teachers in Southeast Indiana. Next year, we'll be starting at 49,000. So we're doing all those things. But what we felt like was as important as being the highest paid was also to have a sense of belonging, a sense of place here at Summit Dearborn. And I hate to bring up the COVID word, but back after we came back from COVID, we sat down as a leadership team and said, what are some initiatives that we can take advantage of to make sure our staff knows that they are appreciated, particularly after that really rough year in the 2021 school year where we were coming back during COVID and following all those additional protocols and all those things. It was somewhat stressful for, well, actually it was very stressful for our staff and our parents and students. So we just brainstormed several of them and we came up with several initiatives that we've been doing and we've kept them ever since. And first of all, we started with our opening day became bigger. You know, each year we get a well-known speaker, either a regionally or nationally known speaker. We actually have my brother's keeper that comes in and kind of plays as people arrive. And we're blessed here at our corporation that three out of the four members there are staff members or a former staff member. So they have connections with the school. Staff loves it. They are great. They're a kind of a gospel bluegrass group named My Brother's Keeper that I'm sure our listeners will be aware of. So we're doing that, and we do a very nice luncheon as well and have it catered. In addition, we do a staff apparel giveaway every year where we create an online store, and every staff member can go online and get one free item. And then if they want to add additional items, they can at their own cost, but they get one free item. And maybe some of our listeners have seen our staff members wearing some newer apparel over the last 2-3 years. This is the third year we've done that this past year, and that will continue as well. We do something that our teachers love. If you're a new parent or a new grandparent, you get a onesie that has our logo on the front of it. It says someone at, then it has the Summit Dearborn loves me. And we really enjoy getting pictures and posting those where we have a newborn baby or a young baby that's in a onesie that says someone at Summit Dearborn loves me. And we really enjoy those. And then we do these appreciation cookouts. So for the last several years, we've done a fall and spring cookout. And we're actually in the middle of the spring cookouts right now. So every Friday between now and the end of the school year, the central office administrators will be going to each school to providing a cookout. We grow up some different types of hot dogs and sausages and provide some chips and drinks and cookies. And then we have kind of a series of magnets, which has become kind of a collector thing for our teachers. So we have, this is our sixth time we've done this, so we have six magnets. The first year I messed up and accidentally ordered stickers. I thought I was ordering magnets and I ordered a sticker. I didn't realize it until they showed up. But the other ones are all magnets. And we try to be somewhat creative with them, sometimes as a logo. This year we actually, because we're, you know, growing up hot dogs, we have the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, and then we added our logo to it. And then we add, you know, the spring 2024 at the bottom. And teachers really get a kick out of that because they collect those magnets. And we'll have some come in and say, I'm not eating today, but I just want to grab a magnet. And so they see those at staff lounges and on, you know, lockers and places like that. I have them in my office lined up. So we're excited about that as well. And it's kind of a cute memento for our teachers to collect. But overall, we just want to know all of our staff that we appreciate them and make sure they know that we appreciate them and try to go a little bit above and beyond. The last thing we do is the board provides funding for each of our schools to do a staff luncheon each month. So on top of the spring and fall luncheons, cookouts that we do from central office, they also have funds to do a staff luncheon once a month. And I think our staff really enjoys that. Sometimes the board will provide a couple things and the rest of them will pitch in or it'll be completely provided. They have to do it within their budget. But that's a reminder each month as well. And it's funny because I have two children that teach here, and one particularly will tell me, it's like, I love it when I wake up and know there's a staff luncheon because I don't have to pack a lunch. So, and we're happy to provide that for our staff.
Yeah. Well, on that magnet idea, I like that. And of course, any person with a refrigerator, you know, can put it to use, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Andrew, on some of the recent episodes, I have asked you about legislative actions being passed and adopted at a state level. So I was hoping that specifically with kind of a literacy endorsement as a special focus, what all could you be prepared today to tell our audience?
We spoke, I think, at least one time, maybe two other times, about the science of reading and how we're implementing it and how the state push is for 95% of students in third grade to pass the what's called the iRead test, which is a reading assessment third graders take. So there's a lot of moving parts with all this, and we have literacy coaches that we hired, partially funded through the state, and we're implementing the science of reading. But one additional item that we've not really spoken about is regarding teachers that teach in the elementary schools, particularly anyone with a license that is pre-K through 6. If they renew their license the next time, effective July 1 of 2027, so in the next basically 3 years, they will be required to have a what's called a literacy endorsement, which is a new endorsement the state will be providing our teachers. It requires 80 hours of professional development, which is the equivalent to basically two graduate college classes. They can use those to renew their license and add the literacy endorsement. And then anyone coming out of college effective 2025 with a new license is also required at the K-6 level to have that literacy endorsement. So that's just one more item that is showing how the state is being very serious about our reading scores. They want to make sure not just that we're implementing that curriculum in the classroom, but that we have trained teachers as well. And it'll take a while for this to go into effect, because if you have a teacher that renews her license in June of 2027, then that will be good for 5 years and possibly even 10 years, depending on how they renew it. And then they would not be required to have that literacy endorsement until they renew it again. So it's literally going to take 8 to 10 years to kind of roll through the system and have all those teachers trained. We are providing additional support on top of the literacy endorsement as well. So it got rolled out by DOE. There's laws from 2023, but there's also laws that got passed in 2024 that are slightly different. So it's been a little bit difficult to fully understand how to get the endorsement. But I know that the Indiana Department of Education is working to provide more information to our teachers. that's to show our listeners that our teachers are required and are willing to go above and beyond to take care of that endorsement on their own time outside of the contracted day. Now, the state for this first year are going to provide them a stipend to get that license endorsement if they want to do that this next year. Well, they'll pay for it and provide them a $1,200 stipend to get it. But then after 2025, everyone will be on their own to do that and be required to do it. So they can couple that with the professional development they're required to take to renew their license just in general. So they can use that training to not just get the endorsement, but also to renew their license, which they're required to have, you know, when they renew their license. But that's just a very focused area for our elementary teachers.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. My. Another good show today. Excellent conversation. Great topics. Andrew, I think that this information being shared on a regular basis with stakeholders is just an excellent vehicle for keeping the channel of communication open and free. And I think there's a lot to be gained by that. I do see the value. And I want to thank you once again for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today and plan to join us here monthly, year-round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.